This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 363, up 1.5. December corn, 371 and 3/4, up 2.25. March corn, 383 and a quarter, up 2. August soybeans, 12.12 and a quarter, up 4.75. September soybeans, 11.13 and 3/4, up 2.25. November soybeans, 10.83 and a half, down 1.25. September wheat, 5.38, up 9.25. December wheat, 5.59 and 3/4, up 9.5. March wheat, 5.81 and a half, up 8.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices were higher on Friday afternoon, with technical trading providing strength to the markets. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 4 cents stronger at 349 to 368. Soybean bids mostly 3 cents higher at 1223 to 1260. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed, ranging from 347 to 369. Soybean bids also ended mixed, ranging from 1241 to 1282. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly a penny higher at 357 to 383. Soybeans up 1 to 4 cents at 1232 to 1268. And wheat bids 9 cents stronger on Friday at 463 to 498. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 5 to 13 cents higher at 1282 to 1312. Basis unchanged to 8 cents stronger, range from 70 to 100 over the August. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $443 to $455 per ton. That's up $270, with basis unchanged at 45 to 57 over the August. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 2 cents at 375 to 393, with basis steady, range from 12 to 30 over September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at 370 to 378, basis unchanged to a penny stronger at 7 to 15 over September. Soybean bids ended mixed at 1233 to 1264. Basis also mixed on Friday range from 21 to 52 over the August. Wheat prices on Friday up 4 to 7 cents at 483 to 498, with basis 2 to 5 cents lower at 40 to 55 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 2 cents higher at 402 to 403. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 4 to 5 cents with quotations at 1282 to 1293. Soft red winter wheat up 4 to 6 cents at 493 to 508. And the Milo ended 2 cents higher for the day at 397 to 422. Contract bids for producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 333 to 345. New crop soybean bids at 1047 to 1064. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids 336 to 345. New crop soybean bids range from 1049 to 1070. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 340 to 354, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1054 up to 1079. That completes our grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, $159.10, up $2.55. October live cattle, $159.80, up $1.75. December live cattle, $158.77, up $1. August feeder cattle, $218.25, up 92 cents. September feeder cattle, $219.25, up $1.20. October feeder cattle, $218.85, up $1.22. August lean hogs, $123.62, up 42 cents. October lean hogs, $107.27, down 62 cents. December lean hogs, $98.15, down 47 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 25th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 19 cents lower in the range of 111 to 128, with the weighted average carcass price of 124.27. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 78 to 88, 4 to 5 weights 84 to 90, 5 to 6 weights 86 to 92, and 600 pounds and up were 88 to 95. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $85 to $89. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled $10,720. And now for the recap of the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 246 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 155 to 162. Select and choice steers were 148 to 154.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers brought 143, and choice slaughter heifers 152.75 to 162. Now on to the slaughter cows. They had breakers bringing 118, boners 108 to 119, and leans were 93 to 99. Now on the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 156 to 166, and on a dress basis at 255 to 260. Heifers on a live basis traded at 158 to 166, and on a dress basis, 255 to 260. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 179 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $131.79, and that was 48 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $257.38, and that was $1.82 higher, with select carcasses at $254.33, and that was $1.49 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000. That compared to 114,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. That was 6.9% less. Hog slaughter was estimated at 303,000. That compared to 282,000 last week and 394,000 a year ago. That was 4.7% lower. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.56. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.46. July corn delivered to Scottville, $3.47. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.46. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $12.56. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.82. July beans delivered to Scottville, $12.45. October beans delivered to Scottville, $10.82. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.73. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.56, corn at Scottville is $3.47, beans at Greenfield are $12.56, beans at Scottville are $12.45, and wheat at Scottville is $4.73. According to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service's cattle report released Friday, the U.S. cattle inventory is the lowest since the series began in 1973. NAS surveyed more than 10,000 operators across the U.S. during the first half of this month, asking all participating producers to report their cattle inventories as of July 1st and their calf crop for 2014. This year's calf crop is expected to be 33.6 million. Cattle on feed has decreased 6% from 2012 to 11.6 million. To view the full report, you can visit nas.usda.gov. Farmers' voices make a difference in intense, ongoing debates like GMO labeling, according to Jeff Lynn, at-large director with the Illinois Soybean Association.
We're being told from legislators that they want to hear from us as farmers. They want to hear our opinion on what we think should be done with GMO labeling and GMO food and GMO crops. So it's pretty encouraging when the legislators say they want to hear from us.
Lynn says farmers should speak up and let their voices be heard to advocate for fair legislation that affects their bottom line at the local, state, and national level. One way farmers can do this is by becoming part of Voice for Soy.
By signing up for Voice for Soy, you are clicks away from sending your messages to your legislative officials in your area. Go to voiceforsoy.org and enter your name and your address. Your address will link you to who your senators and representatives and your local officials are.
Again, to register, you can visit voiceforsoy.org and take the first step to make your voice heard. Each year, the United States Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service releases two official reports dedicated to corn and soybean crop acreage in the United States. There is a third, usual update of the figures, too. The first report is a survey-only report called Prospective Plantings. It is filed at the end of March. This is followed by the acreage report at the end of June. There is also a potential update to these figures released in the October Crop Production Report. The update, says Chief of the Crops Branch for USDA NAS, Lance Honig, incorporates the acreage figures farmers file with the Farm Service Agency, or FSA.
October is really the first month that data is really complete enough to be all that useful to us. We do monitor it beginning, well, really about now, actually, as we watch that data come in and accumulate. But until it really reaches a fairly complete level, it's hard to make too many assumptions based on that information earlier than that time.
The FSA numbers do not capture all the acres sown in the U.S. However, they are a good guidepost. The June acreage report is a bit more encompassing. NAS directly contacts more than 70,000 farmers and asks them what they have planted and what they still expect to plant. It combines these results with a second area-based survey. NAS looks at 11,000 sites to see what has been sown. Honig says that's like asking an additional 40,000 farmers what they planted. It makes the NAS figures the best available, he says, even if some point to other differing sources of information.
We based our information on actual planting reports from more than 100,000 farmers across the country. I think that's probably the most comprehensive source of information you're going to find on acreage. Certainly, we know that seed sales and seed information is something that a lot of people follow, but I think there's always going to be some seed left over, and the question becomes how much seed was out there. If some's being returned, you don't necessarily know exactly how that translates to actual acres planted. That might just be an indication of maybe some acres that maybe at some point in time were intended to be planted, but not necessarily June the 1st.
This year, USDA NAS calculates farmers have sown 91.6 million acres of corn and 84.8 million acres of soybeans. The corn acreage is down about 4 percentage points from last year, and the soybean acreage is up 10%. This Thursday, the M&M Service Company will have a field day at their Litchfield facility. Jerry Rotman with the M&M Service Company has more.
Our Solutions for Success field day is Thursday the 31st at our Litchfield plant, and it'll go from 7:30 or 8 in the morning till lunchtime. We finish at lunch. We've got some beautiful plots, very good herbicide plots this year. It was wet up there when we planted our variety plots. They look good, but they're not as uniform as we'd like them to be. But our herbicide plots and all of our other plots, and we've got an extensive number of plots. And what we do there is we want to learn and we want to show our customers, our patrons, what products do, how they perform, and what some of the options are. So it's a learning process for us as well as our patrons. We'll have an excellent speaker. We'll have a gentleman from Precision Planting there talking about planting equipment and concerns. And many farmers understand it already, but there's always something we can learn as far as concerns that we should have as we're planting corn or soybeans.
Again, that was Jerry Rotman of the M&M Service Company talking about their field day that takes place this Thursday in the morning. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Angela, and welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes you feel like you need a vacation from your vacation. That's the point I'm at right now.
Well, that's exactly right. Odd way to put it, but that's exactly right. Thank you again.